I want you to see if you can guess where this is coming from. I mean, it'd be impossible, the actual book. But the genre of the book. Are you ready? If I played you a videotape of every time I saw my parents together, it would either bore you or terrify you. We were very, these are different quotes now from different people. We were very mobile. When I entered high school, it was my 13th school. One time, my parents didn't speak to each other for 18 months. I had to pay all the bills, take on all the responsibility. Excuse me. I remember having to go and get both of my parents out of the bars and the fear of having to drive them home. I recall playing slot machines in a bar while my dad played poker in the next room. I won my first jackpot at age 5. Mother would lock Dad out of the house. They threw knives, hammers, skillets, dishes at us. My father physically beat us. There was always a threat we were going to be beaten. I remember one time my father was beating me and my mother stopped him. It was the only time she ever did it. He held up his hand as if to hit her too. And she told him not to even think of doing it. Then she moved aside and he continued to beat me. Another parent. I was always being punished. My mother and dad didn't communicate with each other, and when they didn't get along, they didn't speak at all. Everything I did, I got punished for. If I left something on the cupboard, I would be grounded for a week. I did dishes from the time I was 5 years old. My dad made me a stool so I could reach. If they found a dirty fork or spoon, I would have to wash all the dishes over. I had to wear a pot on a string around my neck one time when I was about 12 years old because my father found a couple of dirty dishes in the cupboard. He sent me to the store like that. Often my father would come home drunk. He would threaten our lives and my mother's. At one point, he attacked us with a knife, and my brother beat him off with a ball bat. The most difficult part of it all, aside from the sheer terror of the home situation, was having to face kids in the neighborhood and schoolmates who would see the police responding to our house quite frequently. It was almost impossible to think of a good experience with my father. When he was sober, he was tense, so he was not any good to be around. The few times I did see my father sober, he would want to wrestle, but the wrestling matches always turned out to be painful because he would hurt me. If he would throw the ball, he would throw it too hard and hurt me. He liked to fish. He and his brothers or his drinking buddies would go fishing, and he would take me. It would start out fine, but in an hour or two, they'd all be drunk. All of a sudden, I was a piece of baggage. I can remember sitting behind a bar in the car for hours on end because if I would get out of the car, he would kill me. And what else we got? The worst time of my life was the death of my little brother. He was 2 and I was 4. I was his little mother, and even at such a young age, I felt a great void in my life. Also, the knowledge that according to my parents, the wrong child died affected my life in many ways. Okay, these are quotes from parents. What book did they come from? Did they come from a book on alcoholism? Did they come from a book on child abuse? Did they come from a book on therapeutic experiences and the damage that people might have experienced in their young childhood? No, no, no. They come from a book titled Back to the Family. Back to the Family is a book that I wrote many, many years ago about good families. Whoa, 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 Dr. Ray. Whoa, that doesn't sound like good families to me. This was a sampling of the childhoods of some of the parents in this book. These parents were nominated by National State Teachers of the Year as the finest families and parents they had seen. Exceptional examples of raising great kids and great families. When we interviewed these parents, we asked them many things. We asked them about their own childhoods. About 25% of them had nasty childhoods. Those are quotes from their childhoods. How did they go on to be the kinds of families that a state teacher of the year would nominate as the best family they'd ever seen? The resilience of the human spirit. I know many of you listening to me have had bad childhoods. Ugly, chaotic, traumatic, nasty, abusive childhoods. And you've wondered, will I ever be a good parent? Do I just look okay now and one day I'm going to snap and torch the whole neighborhood? And people are going to say, that's always the way those kind are, gurgling underneath it all. You never know what's percolating down there, do you? God has the power to transform human spirits. And maybe more powerfully than anything else in this book is the record of the transformation of the human spirits, where these parents went from childhoods like that to go on to be some of the finest moms and dads that a teacher had ever seen. Hopeful, positive news about family life, particularly about those of you who didn't have a great family life and you're riddled with self-doubt and questions and nervousness and guilt and wonder when you will unravel. The resiliency of the human spirit, spoken of profoundly by these parents. 877-ROME, 777 is the number to get onto the program with questions about the stuff of life, family, job, friends, adult, anything that relates to you or someone you love or someone you're struggling to love. My thanks to Chaz for operating the boards and Eddie O'Neill, for personing, I was going to say Manning, but I'm going to say personing the phones. I'm Dr. Ray. I will be back.